A year ago this month, it looked like the Grinch was going to steal Christmas. A slowdown at West Coast ports meant stores across the country were not receiving holiday stock. Washington State Christmas trees couldn't get to foreign markets, and neither could many of the state's apples. As KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports, people are working to make sure it never happens again.
This time last year, Puget Sound was a parking lot getting fuller by the day. A lot of shippers were freaking out. Retailers with their visions of empty shelves ran for every alternative they could find.
They were able to shift cargo to alternate gateways.
Jonathan Gold is vice president of supply chain at the National Retail Federation in Washington, D.C.
East Coast, Gulf Coast, Canada, some used air freight, which is almost 10 times more expensive than ocean freight, and we can never go through this again.
It's a view that is shared here in Washington State among those who were affected by the slowdown.
There was a lot of growers who were very angry, obviously.
This is John Devaney, president of the Washington State Tree Fruit Association. He says farmers are used to uncertainty from things outside human control.
But something that was so obviously discretionary, that was a result of intentional decisions by human actors, was really frustrating.
Devaney is talking about the fact that the slowdown was the result of a labor negotiation gone awry. The Pacific Maritime Association and the port workers hadn't settled their contract by its die date. The slowdown started in October, and a federal mediator wasn't dispatched until 4 months later. Everyone with goods to ship suffered during the slowdown, but the container statistics for the ports of Seattle and Tacoma indicate that exporters had it worse than importers. A sudden surge of imported goods landed in the weeks just before Christmas, but there was never a surge for Washington State exporters. John Devaney says some growers tried to move their products out through the port of Metro Vancouver, which was untouched by the lockout. Most of the time, it didn't work.
Just because a port exists doesn't mean that there are ships calling there going to the destination that you're seeking.
Failure to deliver meant some lost contracts and will have to work to get them back. So what can be done? Some people are trying to get government to do something. This fall, U.S. Representative Dave Reichert tried to get the U.S. Government Accountability Office to study the economic impact of the dispute.
And suggest what other tools might be used to prevent future slowdowns.
But he didn't get the votes. Jonathan Gold of the retailers says others are toying with the idea of using back-to-work legislation if anything like this ever happens again.
It's kind of the nuclear option.
Which the retailers do not approve. Instead, Jonathan Gold says the fix is something simple. Just get to the table sooner.
The talks need to start much earlier than they have been. You can't wait until a couple of months before a contract expires to begin the conversation.
Gold says the East Coast ports have already figured this out. They have a contract that expires in almost 3 years.
And they're already underway with a discussion of a contract extension.
And West Coast ports do compete with East Coast ports. The Pacific Maritime Association says it has nothing to say publicly about this subject. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.